Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all of the days that are now past that we look at through the rearview mirror. And we thank you, O God, for the present moment that your mercy and grace have afforded us. And we thank you, Father, for all that you've done to bring us to this moment, O God. We just have so many reasons and things to thank you for, O God. And we just ask, O God, that you would receive our praise and our thanks now. And dear Master, thank you for this person who I am privileged to pray with and for. Father, I don't know in any kind of detail what specifically this person may need from you. But, oh God, I know that you know, and that is more than enough. And I ask right now, Father, that you would move on the behalf of this person. I ask, oh God, that you would manifest your glory in this person's story. I pray, Father, that what they are believing you for, that you would bring it to pass. I pray, Father, that you would deliver, that you would open doors, that you would illuminate the way, that you would shut down the devil and any demonic forces and influences that have arisen against this particular person, O God. I rebuke all the kingdom of darkness in your strong name and in the authority of your word. And I pray, Father, right now that you would touch this person, Father, and reassure them that everything that they need from you, that you're already aware of it, and that you're already in the process of working things out for their good. I pray, Father, that as this prayer goes up, O God, that their faith would also go up. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that they will wait patiently for you to manifest and do your work, O God, and then praise you, Father, when you do what you have promised that you would do for all of us, and that is keep us in your best care. And then, O God, I pray for this person's health. Lord, we live in a world of sickness down here. Sickness is rampant. So many different things, O God, can happen to us as human beings. So many different kinds of ailments and issues and conditions and new illnesses that have not been yet discovered or defined. But, O God, now in the authority of your word and the power of your name, we cancel every demonic plot of illness and sickness against this person, Father, and we ask for your divine healing to manifest for this person, O God. In the name of Jesus, we speak, O God, to illnesses known and unknown that this person may not even be aware of, and we cancel, Father, all of these illnesses and sicknesses and conditions and whatever the inconveniences may be, we cancel all of them, Father, now. In the name of Jesus, we command every sickness to become subject to the authority of your word and the power of your name. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give us the mind to praise you and to worship you, Father, while you are working in the area of the unseen, as we thank you for doing the things, Father, in a way that we could see and could know that you are working things out on our behalf. Oh God, I pray for this person and their family. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the furtherance of their lives, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, for doors opened. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the way to be illuminated. I pray, Father, for that you keep their minds. Keep them, O Father, in perfect peace. And whatever the difficulties are, may they know how small they become over and against your power. Oh God, just bless this person today. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless and keep them and their families in the precious and powerful name of Jesus, we pray and ask it. Amen. I hope that whatever time this prayer catches up to you, that you are in good spirits. And if for some reason, any reason, you are not, I pray that this prayer and this time of meditation that we share together will turn it around for you. Child of God, God is on the throne and he rules, as my grandfather would say, super rules. He's in control. He's in charge. Rest in that fact. Have peace that only he can give you, and everything will be all right. If for whatever reason this message finds you and you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, it is my privilege now to bring you into eternal accountability, to let you know that when you die, you are not done. Your life then really authentically begins and will not be hindered or hampered by any kind of human condition or ailments. You are a spirit having a fleshly experience. And so, and if you want to go to heaven, if you want to be with Jesus, if you want to go to the good place, and if you want to miss the bad place, which is hell, you have to accept Christ. And it begins with you acknowledging that you need him and that you believe in that he is a son of God and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you believe it, the only thing you're left to do is to confess it. And once you confess it, the Bible says you are saved and your eternal reality is over. Never ever to have to wonder and ponder again whether or not you're saved. I pray that you would make this choice, and I would love to hear from you or to at least hear of you. And if by chance you know of someone who may need to hear this today, would you be kind enough to send it to them? You may not just make their day, you may make their life. And heaven will record it on your behalf. But let's share love. There's so much going on that people need to know that they're thought of and that they are cared about. So send this to them, okay? And until next time, this is Pastor C. Remont Morris, the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care and bye-bye.